Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'm in studio with Jesse Beltran. He can be found on X at Mind Nexus Live. MindNexusLive.com is the website. And, of course, Edward Zoll. He is the producer for the great documentary series Died Suddenly. And that's on X as well, at Died Suddenly, right?
That's right.
There you go. Doing incredible work. And we're sort of just letting the conversation go free flow. We start with the Ghost Murmur stuff, but we quickly got into sort of apocalyptic, insanity. So tie it all in together for me. What do we need to know? What do, like, the average person need to know? We don't have the ability to be like Mark Zuckerberg and create a 10,000 square foot permanent underground shelter. Can we do anything about this? Like, what do we need to know? How should this inform our lives?
Well, I'll beg to differ on that. Right now, there is a methodology to divide and conquer society. Okay. If society would band together, we are the taxpayers. Unfortunately, we're the ones who paid for this system with our dollars. And we take our power back, we might have a fighting chance in order to build these underground bunkers like the Zuckerbergs and so forth. Because we take away their monetary system for them to maintain their power, then we can easily take that away. But, you know, how does this all tie in? What Dr. Cruz shared with us, it clicked with me, because I've been following the Havana syndrome, this AHI we know, which is RF-based, frequency-based, and affects everyone, a lot of people now all over the globe. There isn't a continent that I don't get a complaint from, with the exception of Antarctica, but there are complaints of people suffering of this phenomenon on Antarctica now.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what happens is that Dr. Cruz's position is that the reason we're seeing diseases on the increase, brain abnormalities, dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these things happening, is because of that decrease in that force field, the magnetic protection. And now we're putting up 5G towers, 6G towers, with the concept of even 10G. He says we'll never get to 10G because humans will be dead by then. But it's creating a potentiation effect because of decrease in the magnetic shields, and then we're putting out all of this RF emissions. And so that is also affecting us. And so, what do we do about it? Number one is we stop fighting each other and start understanding that we all breathe the same air, we all bleed the same, and we all need the same nutrients and mechanisms to live. And if we don't band together and come up with viable cognitive solutions, we're not going to have a fighting chance. So right now is the time for us to do this so that we do have a fighting chance against this. Now, what is the ultimate goal? Right now, we know in that magic jab, there was this nanotechnology, the one nanorobots, which are programmed to self-assemble, self-replicate, cross the blood-brain barrier. That was the Trojan horse that's in us now. And we were non-consensually implanted with this stuff. It's in our air, it's in our water. According to the whistleblower that we interviewed, Rafe, in the UK, he says it's in our complete ecosystem now. So it's in the water, it's in the grasses, it's in the trees, it's everywhere. You can't get away from it. So what you have to do is minimize these toxic metals within your body or your ecosystem. Each and every one of us is a unique ecosystem. If you can decrease the amplification, then you can decrease the effectiveness in order to give yourself a fighting chance. That would be my recommendation here and now. Ultimately, what we need to do is we need to figure out how to legally intercept these RF signals that are coming in, gather those packets, decrypt those packets so we can establish the protocol that's being utilized, and create a computer virus or antivirus so we can make this stuff inert. That really is the ultimate goal I see as a 100% solution for humanity right now. But it is illegal to do if we do that on U.S. soil.
I've got a couple of videos I think, you know, relate to what we're saying. Just again, if people think that this is all woo-woo or whatever, like these things are actually already being deployed on the battlefield. Some of the weapons that we're talking about, some of the RF, you know, direct rays, that sort of stuff. I want to go to clip number 28 here. This is one of the weapons that the Pentagon uses. I guess this would be what they call the discombobulator. At least it has some similar effects to that. But again, just to give people an understanding of what even EMF weapons are. Let's go to clip 28 here.
But one of the most dangerous electronic warfare comes from the disc-shaped objects attached to this Black Hawk helicopter. While the Pentagon hasn't officially disclosed the specific hardware, military experts often call this a soft kill system. How does it actually work?
No.
To understand the weapon, you first have to look at what it did. The most likely candidate for a weapon that creates that kind of internal pressure without external sound is a high-power microwave device. It relies on something called the Frey effect. The weapon probably carried by a Chinook or a Black Hawk helicopter fires a focused beam of pulsed microwave energy, not sound waves, that passes right through the skull. These beams are absorbed by the water in the brain tissue and the fluid in the inner ear. This energy causes a minuscule rapid heating of the tissue, less than 1 degree Celsius. But that tiny sudden expansion generates a pressure wave inside the skull. The consequence? The target hears a sound, clicks, buzzing, or a roar that originates inside their own head, bypassing the eardrums entirely. If the frequency is tuned to the resonance of the inner ear, it violently disrupts the body's balance, causing immediate vertigo. At higher power levels, that rapid tissue expansion can rupture capillaries, leading to the reported nosebleeds and internal trauma.
All right, so there you go. That was, you know, very similar to what we saw in the discombobulator in Venezuela. Now, not to completely change the topic, but we are going to completely change the topic because Donald Trump has just published a Truth Social here where he calls out Alex Jones by name. I'll go ahead and read this. It's pretty long. He must be angry. He says this: I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years. Well, we can just stop right there, President. I'll read the whole thing, but he's been fighting you for about 3 days, President Trump, but that's fine. Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years, especially by the fact that they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon, because they all have one thing in common: low IQs. They're stupid people. They know it. Their families know it, and everyone else knows it, too. Look at the past. Look at their record. They don't have what it takes. They never did. They've all been thrown off television. He capitalizes television like it's a— I don't know. That's funny.
Who watches TV anymore?
Yeah. It's like, what is this television you talk about? Okay. Sorry. They've been thrown off of television, like thrown out of a club. Their shows, they aren't even invited on TV because no one cares about them. They're nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free and cheap publicity. Now they think they'll get clicks because they have third-rate podcasts and nobody's talking about them, and their views are the opposite of MAGA. Or I wouldn't have won the presidential election in a landslide. MAGA agrees with me and just gave CNN a 100% approval rating of Trump. Okay, so Trump is now
CNN
siding with CNN. Okay, wow. Well, they are in television. They are television, so television important and good. They give him 100% approval rating of Trump, not hand flailing fools. What the hell is he saying? Like, I can't even keep up with this. Not hand-flailing fools like Tucker Carlson, who couldn't even finish college. He was a broken man when he got fired from Fox. He's never been the same since. Perhaps he should see a good psychiatrist. Or Megyn Kelly, who nastily asked me the now-famous only Rosie O'Donnell question. Or crazy Candace Owens, who accuses the highly respectable First Lady of France of being a man when she is not. And will hopefully win lots of money in the ongoing lawsuit. Actually, to me, the First Lady of France is far more beautiful woman than Candace. What? In fact, it's not even close. I mean,
President Trump's siding with Emmanuel Macron now?
Yeah, I guess. That's wild. It's like, if you really want to discredit everything else you're seeing, say that Macron is more attractive than Candace Owens. That's just nuts. Or bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attacks on the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. These so-called pundits are losers, and they will always be. Now fake news CNN, the failing New York Times, and all of the other radical left news organizations are hailing them and giving them positive press for the first time in their lives. They're not MAGA. They're losers just trying to latch on to MAGA as president. I could get them on my side anytime I want to, but when they call, I don't return their calls because I'm too busy on world and country affairs. After a few times, they go nasty, just like Marjorie Taylor, Trader Brown. I no longer care what I no longer care about that stuff. I only care about doing right for our country. MAGA is winning, and strength is not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons. MAGA is about making America great again, and these people have no idea how to do that, but I do, because the United States is now the hottest country anywhere in the world.
Harrison, was this what he was composing while his wife was giving a press conference about how the government is basically owned and controlled by Jeffrey Epstein blackmailers?
I mean, that is a great question. I don't know. It sounds like something Mark Levin was dictating to him. I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump was just the stenographer in this case. I mean, this is sad. It's honestly just kind of sad.
It's traitorous. I'll just be frank here. You and I were entering the news media around this time. I was over at True News. I think you had actually started maybe over here around that time. The only reason anybody was taking President Trump seriously, other than he was saying things which are a little bit different, was because Alex Jones had brought him on.
Yeah.
That was the moment. It's like, wait a minute, maybe he's not part of the establishment. Maybe he's different. You know, maybe he's different than Hillary Clinton and these others that are trying to run. And for President Trump to say that, and to bring up Sandy Hook, by the way, you look through that. It's like he thinks that he's scoring points by detailing the alleged sins of some of the most popular commentators and thought leaders in the country, mind you, or the world for this matter. No, it's showing that he's basically turned on MAGA.
Completely. I mean, it's like, honestly, it's just kind of sad to me. Like, I don't know. I guess I should be angry but it's just like, oh, the poor old man got his hands on the phone, I guess. You know, it's like he's embarrassing himself again. It's just kind of pathetic what he's become. And during the bankruptcy trial for Alex Jones, by the way, which wasn't a trial, it was a complete fraud, obviously.
It was lawfare.
And you got to, and we've been wondering, like, why isn't Trump, standing up for this? It's complete lawfare. It's obviously an attack on the First Amendment. And one of his biggest supporters, who was Alex Jones, who in the trial, they brought on experts to testify that Alex Jones was the single most important factor in Donald Trump getting elected. Literally, they testified to it over and over and over again, saying that Alex Jones had more influence, in their words, than Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and the next three or four people combined. Alex Jones and M4s had more impact and directly got Donald Trump elected. It's why they went after him for Sandy Hook. So this is the thing you got to understand. You can go to Google News, you can search the news section, and you can, give it a date range. If you search the date range from the day Sandy Hook happened to the day Donald Trump got elected, you cannot find a single article relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook.
Mm.
Not a single one. Literally never once did somebody say, hey, this Alex Jones guy is talking about Sandy Hook, this is bad, nothing like that. It was literally 1 week after Donald Trump got elected that the first article came out saying Donald Trump is related to this Alex Jones guy who is the Sandy Hook guy. He never was the Sandy Hook guy. There are a lot of other people whose entire careers were built on Sandy Hook. Alex Jones mentioned it a couple times in one of his, in a couple of his 4 hours a day, 7 days a week broadcast. He mentioned it a few times. He was never the guy. They associated him with Sandy Hook in order to destroy him because he got Donald Trump elected. And now as thanks for that, all of this suffering that we've gone through, all the fact that I haven't gotten a raise in like 2.5 years because we're in bankruptcy proceedings, was all because we were successful in getting Donald Trump elected. And this is how he repays us. So it's not even like, I'm not even like angry. It's just like, it's sad and it proves that we're right to not try to stick by this betrayer, quizzling, scumbag turncoat. So I feel.
Well, the saddest thing with this is that, I mean, the things that Alex has been saying for years, the things that he's been exposing, the things that he's been, bring light to, the reason why it's become popular is because we're tired of being lied to by the government, by everybody. My gosh, are there any politicians who are looking out for the best interest of their constituents? These truths and these compositions, who half the time they're being written up by his staffers, who are the ones that are still remaining, right? The truth of this is that he's saying these things and sending out these tirades because he doesn't know how to win back that base that fought for him originally.
No, he blames the people who have broken with him.
It's deflection, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's blaming everyone else instead of, like, and I'm not going to sit here and say everything in the world's wrong because of what President Trump's done and not done, but I will say this. This war, like we talked about the discombobulator, we talk about the rescue of this pilot. there's so many things happening that are just destroying the lives of Americans and destroying people around the globe, for that matter, that just didn't need to happen. This composition didn't need to happen. Well, what is this attack over? Because Harrison decided that he wouldn't rubber stamp an undying kind of invasion of the Middle East, because Alex Jones refused to defend an attack and even at a campaign that hasn't even been congressionally approved. Okay, why? Because he did those things. The same person that is reporting the truth right now, right here and the other studio, is the same person that fought for President Trump in 2016. You guys didn't change. It looks like President Trump is the one that changed.
Yeah, no, in a lot of ways, it's a weird throwback to early 2000s, where once again, InfoWars is standing up against a pointless war of choice in the Middle East, and all the Republicans are calling us traitors and whatever else, even though we're right, and they'll all come around. It might take 20 years, but they, you know, it worked the first time, it'll work the second time, because, yeah, we're right, and of course we're right. And so Donald Trump must have gotten some negative polls or something. Somebody must have shown him the actual approval rating that he deserves, and so he's looking around for somebody to blame. I mean, how many times in the last couple of weeks have you heard on this show or on Alex Jones or any of the people involved the Mad King Lear theory, the Mad King cycle that you know people in power get into? This is what it looks like: is, oh, everybody dislikes me. It must be because these people are telling them to dislike me. If I can destroy these people, then they'll stop. You know. Would you have included Charlie Kirk in this if he were alive? Dang, that is a good question. That's on his Truth Social. Yeah, what are the Truth Social responses to this? Because Truth Social, the only people there are Trump sycophants. It is a total echo chamber. It's Q stuff, huh? Can we pull it up? I want to see what people are saying about this on Truth Social. I mean, again, it's just sad. It's just pathetic. And it's kind of funny, because wasn't it Monday of this week where I was talking about the only thing these people can say is you're stupid? It's literally the only argument I hear online. Does Trump deserve a spot on Mount Rushmore? Oh, wow. Is this what True Social is like? is this why nobody goes there? What the heck? It's all like old memes from like 2015? Q posting, okay. That's right, folks. You're with Trump. You're a QAnon supporter now. Wow, this is terrible. Is this real? This is worse than Facebook. My God.
It's a psyop in its own regard. Look at the thing that's happening right now is kind of a sea change for, I think, maybe predictive mechanism for what's going to happen later this year, you know, with midterms. It's also, in 2028, if people thought that there's just going to be a peaceful transition between the next, like, MAGA era and this, it just shows you that MAGA's just been completely reinvented. It's gone. You know, the same revolution that brought the voices of Alex Jones to the forefront, question 9/11 all the way up to questioning the Iran war, those voices have prevailed.
Yeah.
They prevailed. This is a shock, really. It's a disappointment. I mean, look, his wife was giving a press conference today.
Yeah.
Okay. And President Trump didn't come up for that press conference, but he did compose this.
This diatribe, this novel he wrote. I mean, yeah. And it's, you know, it's nothing new. It's nothing unique. It's literally the same talking points that we've heard 10,000 times before. I hope Alex is coming on. I was about to say.
I'm going to go shoot a report, but I'm just wondering if Trump's been held hostage or something. So listen, I'm not mad about this. He's mad that he's wrong. And he's mad he got set up by Israel. And he once a man, twice a child. This is dementia. And so, you know, it doesn't matter. We're going to keep intervening. He knows he was wrong about Iran. He's throwing a fit. And it's okay. We're going to continue to be adults and just respond to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs some zeolites.
Yes, he does. That's a high IQ response right there.
Somebody get Donald Trump some methylene blue immediately. Oh, he clearly is misfiring. Some of his neurons are misfiring, and he needs methylene blue to correct it immediately. Yeah, this again. I feel the same way Alex does. It's not even angry. It's just like, this is just pathetic, man. This is just sad. And again, he's listening to Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. So, you know.
People they can't even maintain their own, you know, sponsors, let alone their thoughts.
It's a shame that Melania was so eloquent. And
Melania, oh yeah.
Yeah, Melania had, she was eloquent. She represented a strong vindictive woman who is very comfortable in her shell. She was still polite and eloquent in her delivery, her words, the choice, everything. And it's just so incongruent to her.
Yeah.
And I'm perplexed.
Yeah. Well,
she's not going down with a ship. She took a stand today. That's what that was. She didn't come out with her husband. She didn't come out with any other White House officials. She took a stand today with the Alex Joneses of the world, with the Candace Owens,
right,
with the Marjorie Taylor Greens.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, and for people who don't know, we'll show the clip in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, but Melania today, just a few hours ago, came out and gave a press conference where she was basically calling for the Jeffrey Epstein case to be opened up and to, you know, investigate the people involved, which, of course, I guess would have him calling her a panican and, you know, calling her all these other names he calls everybody else. That is a very interesting observation. What do you think that means?
Yeah, well, she's asking for accountability.
Yeah.
And it's very strange. It's so incongruent. I'm just trying to assess all of it right now. I'm just really shocked.
Well, you know, I think that for Melania, when she became a mother, it was the greatest moment of her life. And she loves her son. I mean, Baron is pride and joy. I think every decision she makes and every action she takes is in defense of Baron and their legacy. She's protected Baron from the media. She's protected Baron at times, even from President Trump's vitriol. You know, there are times he's probably not allowed to read Truth Social, okay, with some of the things that the president has said and done. But I think that's what drove her action today, to give that press conference. She's thinking about the Barons of the world who've been abused by the Jeffrey Epsteins, by others who went to the island, like cabinet members of President Trump. She's thinking about the future while her husband, I mean, she tries to advise him at times. He says he makes jokes about it. Like, oh, Melania told me I shouldn't talk like this. Melania says we should do this. Well, maybe you should listen to your wife on this a little bit. Because Melania is probably telling him the Jeffrey Epstein scandal is not going away. The polls you're being shown are not real. And lastly, you're not going to have a legacy of being the greatest president to ever live. Actually, you may not even make it through your second presidency because you might be actually impeached. What actually bring the Democrats and Republicans together won't be, a war and these other things. It may be that they agree that you are too dangerous to be in control of the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I mean, this just reeks of the advisors that we know are around him. I can just, you know, see how it goes. He gets his poll numbers. It's disappointing to him. He's like, what's going on here? And he's got Laura Loomer and Mark Levin sitting there going, it's these anti-Semites like Tucker Carlson. They're the ones that are making you lose. You have to come out against them. It's literally the opposite of what you should be doing. And once again, it just goes to show you you're kind of a fool to help Trump. Like, really, he loves the people that have done damage to him. He embraces and listens to the people who have done everything they can to destroy him, and the people who, like us, have actually been destroyed because we supported Donald Trump. He looks at us like total suckers, total idiots. And it's just, you know, maybe we are, because we're sitting here the whole time going, hey, you know, we got Trump elected. We get that he doesn't want to, like, come on our shows or whatever, because, you know how the media would have a field day.
Get on the TVs.
We're not on the TV. Yeah, we're not on the television. So, you know, why would he care about us? But, you know, it's this idea like, well, but doesn't he care about free speech? Doesn't he actually want his supporters to be able to talk about him? And shouldn't he care about his supporters that are being targeted because of their support for him? And he obviously doesn't care. He obviously thinks that we deserve it. And he's glad that Alex Jones and Alex Jones's kids have had their inheritance stolen from them by a bunch of bad actor radical leftists who are doing it all because they hate Trump in the first place. So it really just goes to show you what a turncoat, untrustworthy person Donald Trump is. He can't be friends with this guy. Can't try to help him. You only end up getting stabbed in the back. It really is pathetic.
Well, the Alex Joneses and the Harrison Smiths of this world will inherit the future. You know, President Trump, if this is going to be his legacy, and this is what we'll remember him for, he won't have any supporters left to cheer on what was done during his presidencies.
No, yeah, this is just pathetic and very upsetting. And I'm sorry it took over y'all's interviews. We're so much interesting stuff. Obviously, did an hour with Alex Jones, and you're coming back tomorrow, right? So still plenty ahead with Jesse Beltran and Edward Zoll. Follow Jesse at Mind Nexus Live on X, mindnexuslive.com, and of course, Died Suddenly on X, where you can find Mr. Zoll. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure.
We'll see y'all soon, and we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.